Victory 91.5. We're at 3 minutes now after 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon as we're cranking up for another holiday. New Year's Eve tomorrow and then New Year's Day Wednesday. And I don't know, you probably haven't recovered from Christmas yet. But nevertheless, a new year is coming no matter what, by the grace of God. It's going to be a mostly cloudy night tonight, a slight chance of rain. Low will be around 32. Sunny tomorrow with a high about 48. Hey, 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 the sunshine's coming back. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear, low around 32. And then New Year's Day, mostly sunny, high of about 53. Yeah, it's a great way to start the new year. How about some good news? Third chapter of James, verses 17 and 18. I like this. Talking about wisdom. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Amen. Third chapter of James, verses 17 and 18. Well, we are delighted to have in our studio today Dr. Shibu Cherian. He is the president of the United in the Word Ministries. And if you want to check that out, that's so easy to find online. UnitedInTheWord.com. UnitedInTheWord.com. He also serves as the associate pastor of Atlanta Church of God. He's a certified chaplain, a Bible teacher, a real passion for teaching and mentoring. And he's a premarital counselor and certified as a prepare, enrich facilitator. He's from Lilburn. He's married. His wife, Nisi, and their three daughters living in Lilburn, Priscilla, Phoebe, and Persis. Did I pronounce those right, brother? All right, good. And I don't know how, but in all that he's doing and all of he's involved in and all of his activities with his family, he has been able to, by inspiration, this is not just something because he was looking for something to do, but God has opened up the door. And he has started a devotional that will begin to air on Victory 91.5. Mornings, 5:45, and then evenings, 7:45. A United in the Word devotional. And on top of all of that, he has the devotional book, United in the Word, The First Journey. And you'll be able to find a copy of that at UnitedInTheWord.com. So all of that, I just wanted to kind of give everybody an idea of how bored you are because you have nothing to do. Otherwise, we are delighted that you have written this book. It's a devotional book. Dr. Shibu Cherian, our guest this afternoon, as we talk about this, we are not only talking about the devotional that he'll be doing on the air, but the book itself. And it's a delightful book. And I want to remind everybody again, too, UnitedInTheWord.com is the online website where you can find information about Dr. Shibu, as well as the book and everything else. Just wonderful to know. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
Looking forward to the devotionals?
Yes.
5:45 in the morning, 7:45 in the evening, daily. And that's Monday through Saturday, too. This is, I like the title, The First Journey. That's your first book. You already have a second, and you're about to release a third one.
Yes. Well.
So I love the concept of journey. There are many of us that don't realize, and I think it probably has a lot to do with our culture. You're from a different culture, so you may have a better perspective on this, but the whole process, not just life, but life in Christ, relationship with God, is all about a journey. Did that connect with you when you gave this book that title?
Yes, definitely. I would say that a journey is something that I always thought about when we go through life, and more importantly, I believe that when we go through the Word of God, that itself is a journey. It's a journey day by day as you live with God. More importantly, I feel that it is a journey because you are going through the pages of the Bible,
right,
journeying through it, and trying to understand what God is talking to you. What I have seen over the past many years is that people usually read the New Testament.
Right.
Or maybe the Gospels or the Epistles or maybe the Psalms or even the Proverbs, but they don't take a time to read through the entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that the Bible is inspired by God.
Right.
Every word of it is inspired and written for our benefit. And within the pages of the Bible, I believe that every page, God speaks to us if we are willing to open our hearts,
right,
and listen to Him.
Right.
And that's how I came up with the concept. Actually, this is not something that I found out or I concocted, but this is something that our state General Overseer, our State Overseer, Dr. Michael Baker, proposed during a meeting, a state ministers meeting back in 2010, about uniting people in the world. Mm-hmm. And he proposed a Bible reading plan that would take people through the entire Bible, starting from Genesis all the way to Revelation, the entire year. So you start January 1st with Genesis chapter 1. Each day is like a 3 chapters a day. That takes hardly about 15 minutes of reading.
Right.
But the point here is not just reading and getting over from the Word of God, but the point is from to hear from God, intentionally reading His Word, mm-hmm. and waiting for Him to talk to us. So that is what gripped me in my heart when I was sitting in that meeting back in October of 19th. I still remember the day. Mm-hmm. That day evening I was sitting, and he proposed a lot of different variables, but this was one thing that really struck home with me, and I was kind of thinking, why is this particular area really impacting me?
Yeah.
You know, and this was in my mind. A few days after, on October the 23rd, I was sitting in my study and I was praying, and the Holy Spirit started speaking to my heart. And what He showed me was, He gave me a verse from Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, which says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Mm. And what God showed me was that Christians, they all go to church on Sunday, but they hardly take time to spend with God on a daily basis.
Yeah.
God never intended for us to just hear from Him on Sundays.
Yeah.
He wants to talk to us on a daily basis.
It would be pretty difficult if you're in relationship with your wife and you only saw her once a week.
That's true.
Only spoke to her once a week.
That's true.
I'm afraid that relationship wouldn't last long at all.
It won't. And it would be more difficult if you eat only once in a week on Sunday.
That's true.
Many of us would take away a lot of weight, but that would not really be nourishing the body.
Right.
So that is true even with the Word of God, and that's something that God spoke to me. And I prayed over it, and God said something that you should do something now about it, not just pray. So God started giving me ideas about how to do it. So I started writing a devotional blog called United in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Started on January 1st of 2011. Every day, from the 3 chapters that I would read, I would ask God, "Lord, you talk to me." And God started giving me something that is related to our lives, mm-hmm. even from the Old Testament. I went through the entire year of January 2011, and that was my first journey were talking about.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I do love the concept, journey, and I'm afraid that so many times we we see a journey as from the time I get up one day until the time I go to bed, and that's a journey. And then we start all over again, and we fail to see that overall picture of that journey. And I think that's why probably many of us have a hard time getting into the Old Testament, because we see it as a book about journeys. Abraham, for instance, we saw his journey, which was incredible, incredible story. And when you take the whole story, you learn from his journey so many things that apply to our own lives.
Very true. I mean, not only in the case of Abraham, you talk about Isaac,
mm-hmm.
you talk about Jacob, who
right.
went away from his father's home and then he returned on a back journey. Then we are talking about the journey of Joseph,
mm-hmm.
all the way through Egypt and to be the prime minister there. And then we talk about the journey of the Israelites
right.
from Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, the fact was that a lot of Israelites never landed up in the place that they were destined to go.
Right.
And it's all different things that God talks to us and give us examples that we should not end up like them.
Right.
But we need to learn from their example, and we need to journey looking at God. Who alone can guide us. So a very good point, let me bring it out, is that when the Israelites were journeying, we know that God was the one who was leading the way.
Right.
Like a GPS, you know. In the morning, it would be the clouds. The night, it would be the pillar of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And when God says, stay there, they would pitch their tents. They would stay there. When God says, let's move, they start moving. So God was guiding even the Israelites
right.
every day.
Yeah.
Why not us? Even today, because God is still the same, and He wants to guide us every day in our journey.
Yeah, and what a great example of that. As He led the Israelites, He also leads us. But it's much more personal, because now it is God inside of us as children of God.
Definitely.
And we have that leadership of the Holy Spirit moment by moment in our life. And of course, we see the children of Israel being led by God means that they never complained about anything, because everything was just like they wanted. Well, okay, maybe not.
No.
And maybe that's the way we are in our lives too. But that's the point, isn't it? That we read that story and we understand I don't need to be that way. I see where they made those mistakes and how God responded. I see the importance of continuing to trust God, even when he's not doing what I think he should do, or even when I'm going through a tough time, relying on him. So we're thankful for the devotionals that you're sharing, and we're looking forward to talking more about that and hearing the devotionals right here, too, on Victory 91.5. We're going to pick up on the conversation in a moment as we continue to talk with Dr. Shibu Cherian. Don't forget, here's where you go to find out all about him, as well as the devotional and other information, UnitedInTheWord.com, United in the Word. He is president of the United in the Word Ministries, and we are delighted to have him here talking about this devotional. It's a great one that you want to pick up, and you can order it from that website, UnitedInTheWord.com. So back in a moment as we continue in our conversation with Dr. Shibu Cherian on your Victory 91.5.